You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to learn, love, lead, to reflect the light of Jesus. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live your life in such a way that others would see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
To-do list. Most of us use to-do lists in some way or another. This morning I'm going to show you a to-do list that I made before we left for vacation back on Wednesday, June 17th. Now, some of these items are items that I needed to do that were my interest. Some of these items you're going to see are things that Leanne needed to get done, or I needed to get done for her. First one's a good example. Here we go. You got to look closely. We're going to start at the top and move down. Fill cat food buckets. As some of you know, I'm not necessarily in love with cats, even our cats. But with that said, Leanne loves our cats, and they love her. So we have to feed these cats three different places. Charlie gets fed in our bathroom. Izzy, the death of me. She gets fed in the other bathroom, and Naya, the quiet one, she gets fed downstairs. Because if you put all the food in one place at one time, Charlie would eat all the food, and he would get fatter than he already is. Some of you remember me talking about Charlie before. About 2 years ago, we took Charlie to the vet, and the vet found some things wrong with Charlie, and she also said, Charlie is morbidly obese. So, even though I don't love cats, I still filled the buckets of food for friends to come over and feed them because Leanne loves cats. Next item. The next item is a Greg item. We're going to kind of say who's who here, okay? So, first item, Leanne, next item, Greg. Trim, as in trim the yard. Around the bushes, around everything, okay, trim. The lawn is mine. Let's keep going. Fertilize pots, like all 39 of them. Those aren't my pots. Those are Leanne's pots. Water the gourds, my passion, right? My passion. Take the trash out times two. That means both bathrooms. Get them in the trash can in the kitchen. Both of us. We don't need stinky trash when we come back from vacation. Dehair. Do you see that one? That's not Leanne. And I didn't get it done. So I just threw the electric razor thing, buzzer thing. Let's put it in the suitcase. That would be me. Hoe, like in weeds, garden, me. Preen, like put preen on stuff, Greg. Garage door opener to Kaylin, our neighbor girl, so she could feed the cats, Leanne. Another item that didn't get done, fungicide on trees and cucumbers in the flocks. Both of us, we both love the trees, we both love the flocks. We both love cucumbers. At some point, though, however, these phlox containers, that's the next one. Can you kind of see that? I'm trying to look at which one that is. Add dirt in phlox containers. It's kind of in the middle. So I've got about 25 plant containers with volunteer phlox in them because Leanne would like kind of a phlox garden. Well, they're still in there. That's Leanne. Spray roses with eight. Leanne, wildflowers planted, that's Leanne. Fill the bird feeder, that's Leanne, because the bird feeder's right outside the window where her office is. Butter in the fridge, that's Leanne, because every morning she has a half of a bagel that's raisin and cinnamon, and she puts butter on it. You don't want hard butter, right? And then she sprinkles cinnamon and sugar on it. That's Leanne. And the last one, fertilize the hanging basket, not my hanging basket, Leanne. Now, if you're keeping score, who's ahead? Leanne's ahead. Seems pretty obvious. That's not a bad thing. And did you also notice that some things didn't get done? Now, both of those things are going to come back as we look at our text today. One of those things that didn't get done was putting preen on everything. Guess what happened 10 days later when we got back? Weeds. Doesn't take long, does it? And some of the things that did get done, guess what? When we came back, we had to do it again. Fill the bird feeder. Hoe weeds again. You get the picture. I had to water the gourds again. To-do lists are far from perfect, aren't they? To-do lists are far from perfect. That's what Jesus was trying to tell his disciples right after he told them about being salt and light. He wanted to make sure his disciples then and his disciples now, that's you and me, realize something extremely important. No matter what we do, it will never be enough. Enough to save us from our sinful condition. Do this. Do that. It's what the religious leaders were teaching and preaching. And they had it very wrong, didn't they? They actually believed that they could save themselves. Well, I haven't murdered anyone. Check. I haven't committed adultery. Check. I've loved my neighbor. Check. The ultimate authority, Jesus, is now among them. The ultimate authority. The only one who can truly check every box of the law and every prophecy. This Jesus is among them. After telling them in verse 17, he hasn't come to abolish the law or what the prophets said, but to fulfill them, he explains as his Sermon on the Mount continues. And he begins many of these explanations with variations of something like this. You have heard it said. The first example he uses for his disciples in this example, at the beginning is verse 21. Here we go. Jesus said, you have heard it said that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder. And whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. What? No way! If you were a religious leader, Jesus is basically telling you, you're full of yourself. Who can never be angry with another person? No one. That's the point. The scribes and Pharisees were spewing a false gospel. Do this, do that. Save yourself. Seeking righteousness by keeping the law is defective. Here's another one, verses 27 and 28. Jesus said, "You have heard it said, you shall not commit adultery, but I say that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery in his heart." Ouch. Right, fellas? Right, fellas? Imagine listening if you were a religious leader at the time. "Now, wait a minute. You can't change the rules. Who do you think you are?" "Well, I'm the Son of God. I am one of the ones who helped my Father create all of this, the world, the universe. I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. I am the light of the world." No checklist, no to-do list. Just, I am. And he was. And he still is. All of those things. Every once in a while, I get my heart pressure monitor out. Probably should do it more often. Check my blood pressure, check my pulse. You see, I have a heart condition. I have a heart issue. I actually brought it along today. Let's check it. Let's see what happens to my blood pressure when I'm preaching. I hope this works. I'm batting 500, by the way. Last night, no go. It said error, like I'm dead or something. This morning it worked. I think I got it tight enough. Let's see here. Arrow, come on, there we go. Let's move it. Arrow's supposed to be over here someplace. We're getting close, maybe. Loosen it. Is there a nurse here someplace? That's where it's supposed to be, right there. All right, let's check it out. I think we got it, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm going to hit this baby. Can you hear it? Doesn't mean it's going to work, but we're going to try. You see, this heart condition involved a valve. And it finally just went kaputsy. So I needed a major heart surgery. Wasn't a lot of fun. And I came out of that heart surgery with a fixed mitral valve. Well, that's good news, right? But then there was a problem. I think my blood pressure is very high because it's still squeezing. How do you like 158 over 96? Not good. It's usually pretty good. But at one time, my heart wasn't very good. I came out of surgery and a normal person's heart when your heart pumps one time, not all the blood comes out of your heart. 55 to 65% of your blood is emitted. There's another word for it. I think it begins with E. Anybody? Ejection. Thank you. Ejection fraction. Thanks, Doc. When I came out of surgery, I had a nice fixed mitral valve, but my heart was failing. 35%. Every time my heart pumped, only 35% of the heart, the blood in my heart was, what was that word again?
Ejected.
I didn't feel very good. I even tried to sing one time. Remember that? What a dork. About fainted over there during. And then the song was about my heart. Even your heart might fail, remember? But he is my portion. That song? You are my portion, he was my portion, and he's still my portion. So after a couple years of meds and lots of exercise, you typically aren't going to see me in a golf cart. Sometimes I'm walking and I'm pushing. Sometimes I'm even jogging. So my last echogram is what they call it. And it measures everything. Make sure your heart's healthy. 50%. Well, I can live with 50%. I don't know about you. And it's staying there. 50%. But friends, I had a heart issue long before my mitral valve started failing. You see, I'm a sinner. And I was born with that condition. A failing heart. There's not a checklist that exists or will ever exist that will change that condition. Ever. I cannot make myself righteous. The old Adam inside of me continues to plague me. This is the point Jesus is telling his disciples. Then and now. You're only made righteous through the blood of the Lamb. We just sang about it, didn't we? We'll sing about it again. The Lamb who hung and bled on a tree for you and for me. The Lamb who committed no sin, but still died for you. Heart problems and all. Romans 5:8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinners. Wow, right? Well, I'm not sure if this is a perfect analogy or not, but bear with me. There's a new sheriff in town. And he spoke with an authority that no one had ever heard before. Then, or ever again. And those who had been in charge didn't like it. And they were threatened. And they should have been. They wanted to control the narrative, be the authority, false as it might have been. Do this, do that, watch me. Only along the way, they had serious heart issues. Serious heart issues of their own. They didn't understand the law and the prophets were not about to-do lists to be saved. No, the law and the prophets were pointing to God's people that they needed a Savior. The prophet Ezekiel talks about this exact topic, heart and spirit. And he told the people that God would give us a new heart. Not only that, he would give us a new spirit. He would and will put that new spirit within us. This new spirit will cause you, us, to walk in God's statutes, and we will be careful to obey his rules with these new hearts. You see, you don't do things to be saved. We do things, godly things, because of our new hearts, transformed hearts. It's not because of a bunch of laws. It's God's will that we walk in his ways, the lives we live after receiving our new hearts. You see, looking back on it now, it seems I did all those things on that list for Leanne, not because I wanted to do them. I did them because I love her. Like with all of my heart. My imperfect heart. We are salt of the earth because of new hearts. We are lights of the world because of new hearts. New hearts we receive when we come to faith in Jesus. Like born again. Faith in Jesus. Born again with new hearts. You see, once we believe, the expectation becomes salt and light. Let's put that list up again. We simply can't get everything done, can we? Certainly not perfectly. Even things we get done, we'll need to do them again. Even the things we scratch out and stare at, you can still see it behind the scribbles. It's pretty messy, isn't it? That's why God sent Jesus. To fulfill the to-dos and the don'ts, knowing we are incapable on our own, incapable of being righteous without his Son. St. Paul in chapter 8 of Romans speaks to us this morning. There is therefore now no condemnation. In other words, no one's going to hell. If you believe in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. Free. Free from all the to-do list. For God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do. By sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. In order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh but according to the Spirit. You see, there is no to-do list for us to be righteous. You see, because of Jesus, we have a new to-do list, and it looks like this. But not Jesus. Absolutely not Jesus. His to-do list looked like this. Fulfill the law, check. Fulfill the prophecies, check. And it still does. Finished. Perfectly. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.